In the year 2021, McDonald's becomes the best craft beer bar with flavors like the McHazy and the Shamrock Milkshake IPA. This is the perfect pour.
I think I might want that Shamrock Milkshake IPA. Now you've got me interested.
Yeah.
Put that on my looking out for
start
right now.
Rumors.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour, episode 385, where we just hang out for a couple hours, or maybe 1 hour, and drink some good beers, and listen to our listeners call us, and talk about the beers from last week, and look out for some beers next week or whenever in the coming weeks and years. That's what we're going to be doing. So hang out with us. I'm Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yay. It's a full hosting slate. All host chairs are taken. And Louie's even here. And we're ready to go.
Oh, Louie.
I have a beer that began during the tailgating, a donated beer to the show from Wazoo Corvette, is from Raz Brewing Company up there in the Sacramento area, El Dorado Hills, to be technically precise. Participation Trophy 2020 Pale Ale. I did participate in 2020, so I get a trophy.
Yeah.
Good for me. It's a very clean, crisp pale ale. What do you got, Matt?
I started off with the General Sherman, no surprise. But sure. My next beer will please both of you. It's a triple dry hop General Sherman with Galaxy hops. So that's what I'm going to go get.
Galaxy. Nick? What do you have there? Are you all right? You have a fever?
The COVID. I got the COVID. You got those. Yeah. Did you screen me
can
before
you smell
I got on?
Things? Yeah. I don't think you did the questionnaire before we got on here.
Yeah. When's the last time I showered? What the hell does that have to do with anything? So I started pre-tailgate with a celebration ale.
Ah. Recent purchase, new batch
10/9/2020 batch.
All right, so that's the original, or is that still?
I think that's the original
one. Is that one you originally bought, or is this you just bought this and it was still the original batch?
This was a Sunday purchase,
okay?
So very recent in the timeline.
Interesting.
Still, that was still okay. may have had a celebration ale.
You did
past tense, like since it's older, it's past tense celebration. But if you go by a newer date, it's for a future
celebrated ale
event.
Celebrated ale. So I did that, and now I'm doing tailgate into beginning of show is my Fog Eat Fog World from Slice and Humble Sea.
Wow. That's another Wazoo beer. How
is
that? This
is an upper crust beer. You guys would enjoy this very much.
You're just like, eh?
It's kind of coppery. And like wet grass.
Yeah, you're not selling me on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not that sad. I'm missing it now.
Yeah.
How's that celebration holding up though? It's that same batch. How's another month on it?
I think it's starting to turn.
Uh-oh.
I think it's seeing early.
The early stages of.
Yeah. It's seen its shadow. It's only got 3 more weeks of shelf life.
It's not going to make it to New Year's.
Well,
might make it to Christmas.
Out of bed, but.
All right. Well, we're all caught up and we're ready to get the show rolling.
Yeah. Show it and roll it.
Culture. How about Matt? Begin your items, if you have some.
There's going to be more barrel-aged 10-50, so don't worry, everybody. I know you're panicking. It's still going to happen.
I know you came here to the Perfect Four for your 10-50 updates, so here they are. Is this going to be in a can?
Yeah. 4 packs of 12-ounce. The past at least year or so, I don't know if it was released in both styles, but some barrel-aged 10-50s that I have are in 19.2s, so 4 pack of 12-ounce, I think, seems to be at least some of our favorite stouts have been popping up that way, so wow. I don't mind if... Yeah, because even a 16.9 is something that I personally would split between 2 different evenings. I wouldn't have the whole bottle one night, so a 12-ounce can, I could probably make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, fear not. Barrel-aged stouts are not affected in 2020.
Do you need a 10-50 buddy? Is that like a narwhal buddy?
I feel like
a 525 buddy.
525 because you get in half.
I feel like there's less stories. Split the bill. I feel like the narwhal has more stories behind. When you don't have a narwhal buddy, more things happen than if you don't have a 10-50 buddy.
Damn it. Why is narwhal the bad guy?
No, because it's just awesome, man. People just drink it too much. It's just awesome. It's like Pliny the Younger. It's just so freaking easy to drink, and it's a triple. And like a lot of shit happens, man.
Did you just equate younger and narwhal?
I'm just saying, younger needs a buddy. I have proven in real life at Russian River that you need a younger buddy. And when your younger buddies are all youngering just as hard as you are, when you have 3 younger buddies with you and they're only slightly better off than you, then it's hard to get a younger buddy with you at Russian River that's sober and that can, you know, hold your hand and make sure you don't get into trouble and yammer on at Japanese tourists.
Guys, whose turn was it to watch Mikey? Who's watching?
Where did Mikey go? Oh no.
It was my turn to watch
Look him. At that. He's trying to talk to those Japanese tourists that don't speak English. I mean, oh boy, this is not good.
Oh, great. He's gone into the hazy descriptions. He's trying to explain hazies.
I'm sorry, sir. He's drinking youngers. He doesn't know what he's doing. I'll tell you another thing. You gotta check out Fresno, man.
Gateway to the Sierras, bro.
You guys gotta go down to Fresno. If you're over here in the States, man, you gotta check it out. We got tacos.
You ever heard of a taco?
You ever heard of a taco truck? We got those. So, 10-50. What else?
Do you need more news?
No, I need 10-50? More. Oh, no. I'm done. Big news this week, 10-50. I'm done.
California shut down. It sucks.
Shut down. You go.
There's your report.
Yeah, there's not a lot to talk about outside of staying at home more.
Do you want me to report every week how how much it sucks that everything is shut down, how much it sucks, how sick everybody is, how much it sucks businesses are suffering, and how much it sucks that people can't just like stay home.
Yes.
Nope, still going out. Yeah, this shutdown is not nearly as quiet as the first shutdown we had at the beginning of this. It was actually quiet then, and the streets are empty and all that stuff. This shutdown, it's like everyone's just like, where the hell is everyone going? Just as freaking 99 is just as packed as it always is.
This is the one time where I wish my brother was an influencer so they could be like, this is how you want, you know, this is what you do to your house or front yard or side yard, to where you just want to stay home and not visit other people.
Wow.
Nick's,
but I think I'll start a new blog
Nick,
next
Nick
week.
Nick was a YouTuber. He would be blowing up right now with all his at home projects. At home with Nick. At home with the Nick.
I don't know if you guys have seen that commercial. There's like the family following around the mom, and like she's like doing basic things like wringing out the sponge.
Yeah. He's like, oh,
and stuff like that. And they're like, oh, okay. Oh, I get that. It's like, it'd be like my brother would be like, hey, hey, you want to go out and grab beers? And he's just like, no. And somebody's like, oh, okay, just say no. Okay.
Oh, no. Like, make a nice patio for yourself, no matter what the size of your backyard. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
These just are be called like, koi's. You can watch
it'd
them.
It'd be like two panning shots. There'd be like an extra large pizza and his dogs, like right there for like $24.95, or looking to his right at a dinner for two out at a restaurant at $75. And he just goes, yeah, pizza, dogs.
Pizza and dogs.
Give us a life. I should record this.
Nick, give us a tip, a koi pond tip. Well, what kind of stuff you feeding them koi's over there?
Here's my
koi pond update.
Koi pond update.
We bought the house 12 years ago. Koi pond was part of the purchase of the house.
You get a pond. Figure out how to take care of it.
I have not fed the fish in 12 years.
What? What do they do?
I don't know. They don't leave. They don't get any
scary
bigger.
If they did.
Yeah. But
they just pond chill and they're completely no maintenance.
They're no maintenance. It's the no maintenance dog. Koi fish.
Are you sure they're real?
Because I don't clean the pond regularly, I guess. Fresh supply of algae weekly.
The pool filter's plugged. Oh, they'll be eating good this week.
Oh, yeah.
Want some good algae this week. And there's your koi fishing pond tip. Just leave it be.
Do nothing. It's its own ecosystem. Don't
it's
disturb
nature.
It.
It's nature, guys.
Nature.
This is what happens when humans don't interfere.
Yeah. See?
Yeah, man.
Like Biodome. One of them named Pauly Shore.
Righteous.
You must have a water feature to enjoy your side patio.
Get a little fountain. Was that it? Matt, were your things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, need anything more in 10 feet?
Nope.
Come on, bro.
Nope. Satisfied. Completely satisfied.
Get with the program.
Nick?
I don't have time for culture. I got to go start my YouTube channel. Apparently, I'm in demand.
The Nick 80. Tool time the Nick 80.
Two pieces of duct tape. Put them at the bottom of your beer can.
Oh.
Boom. Can won't fall over during an earthquake.
Oh. Is that true?
Yeah, seismically braced my beer can.
There's a guy on YouTube. He goes, Derek is his name's the Vice Grip Garage on there. Ah. And he has really good terminology for stuff like that. So duct tape is a poverty chrome.
See, I'm not, that's where I would fail. I am not one with the words.
You could do it, Nick. Come on. Wordsmith. We need Chew Your Beer to start a YouTube channel for barbecuing. And now Nick has to start a YouTube channel for staying at home projecting.
Yes.
Another one that he has is like little shards of broken windows that he finds. And, you know, because the car will have like a broken window, he'll call it redneck diamonds.
Ooh, see? Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's well read. You could tell. He's read all the classics.
Distributor's called a lightning whirler, which I'm okay with.
His vernacular is immense.
Matt's got to start a new home buyer buying a 1950s home.
All right.
Do you,
not,
Matt?
Not 50s, but 50.
1950.
I even have two period correct vehicles. They were 56 and 57, so they would have been newish when my house was newish.
Do you know any of your previous owners, or do you know who they were? Like, do you have any history on previous people that were there?
So the people I bought it from never lived in the house. They just had inherited it from someone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, out of all things, the window blinds in one of the bedrooms has a little, it was like, you could tell it was purchased from a company and it was just like a handwritten label. And I Googled that name and it came up with an obituary from 2011. And I was able to kind of figure out who lived in the house at that time. They had possibly lived in Fresno for like 40, 50 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know how long they lived in the house. And then there was a gap between obviously 2011, 2020 when I bought the house. And I think it was just rented out to whether it was family members or randos until the people that I bought it from sold it.
All right.
So
are there names in the hands or names in the sidewalk somewhere around the house or on the patio or?
Nope.
I've got some from the 50s in my, around my house.
I love gold.
Your house is that old?
It is the 54.
Wow. I didn't think your house was that.
Doesn't seem that old, does it?
It is literally mid-century.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm 49, 50, bro.
I think it was 54. It was 50s. 49
the
years?
Brother said.
Nick's doesn't seem like 49 either. That's crazy.
Yeah, mine's 49.
Yeah, especially being for as far north as you are, brother. Yeah. That doesn't seem right.
Yeah,
it is strange, yeah.
It feels like each mile would have been a decade, at least from the area I'm in.
Pretty much.
Like you just start hitting Fresno, major cross streets.
Fresno like just 40s, moved 40s, north, 30s, like 20s. Many towns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The street directly south has to be 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I lived in the neighborhood there off of Palo Alto and it's actually Fremont, but before you get to Herndon, between Sierra.
Oh, yeah.
Off of Palm, between Sierra and Herndon, Palm and Maroa. And that was in the late 70s, early 80s.
Why?
And here we are. Tangent. I love when they talk about their houses.
You could have walked to the Starbucks back then.
Come to Fresno, Californians. You can buy your own house here in Fresno.
Mm-hmm. Want to know the creepy thing, though? So if I stay in my house the whole duration of the loan, my house will be 100 years old, which is weird to me. The house built in 1950 would be that old.
Man. People back east are like laughing. Like, oh, I think the 1950s is an old house.
Yeah.
Oh, that's and then old. People, and then our English, our UK listeners are really just like, wow. Yeah. You guys are lame. Their houses are from the 17 and 1800s and stuff.
Wow. A flat.
Flat.
How's your flat, mate? How's the flat, mate?
How's your flat? How's your flat, mate? Or how's your flat? Mate.
Flat mate.
Is that your flat mate?
So in England, it'd be a no-wall mate.
Do you have a no-wall mate? A what?
That sounds better in narwhal buddy, in my honest opinion.
Uh-oh. Now it's narwhal mate.
Narwhal mate.
What's a heavy beer, a heavy UK beer?
I believe it'd be called proper fucked.
You proper fucked.
You got proper fucked.
I during my Thanksgiving vacation, I watched almost the whole the Ewan McGregor and Charlie series of him getting on a motorcycle with Charlie, and they go and do this huge motorcycle trek. You guys enjoy that, I think, just because it's like, even though they're motorcycle guys, it's still got the sort of like the car guy.
Is it Ewan McGregor?
Ewan McGregor, and he has a friend, Charlie.
He's a Volkswagen guy.
Charlie, he might be.
I don't know, man. Murphy. Motorcycles were popular in the early 2000s. I don't know if they're that popular anymore.
But I mean, the whole premise of the show is they've done three seasons. And they make these huge treks with just motorcycles across places that people don't normally go with motorcycles.
Yeah.
And their first one, they went from England to New York, around the world. They drove through Russia, and they came across to Alaska and drove all the way to the New York road.
Rowd. I don't know if Matt knows this. Ewan McGregor is a Volkswagen guy too.
Long way down, long way around, long way up.
I think I did know that.
The newest one is Long Way Up, and it was really good because they went electric and they drove these hybrid prototype bikes that weren't even available, and they would break down. They'd literally call like Harley or Davidson and be like, what do we do? And they would have to like talk them through. They're like in the middle of nowhere trying to fix a bike to get it going again. So
did he turn it off and turn it on again?
That's exactly my advice.
They did have a one time where the software, like the bike literally had a software update, and it like crashed the system. And it was like down for like 2 days. Oh man, sorry guys, tangenting here, but this is what happens when the beer is slow and we get off on these tangents.
I was going to squeeze a recommendation in real quick.
Sure.
If you guys have Netflix, check out the show The Repair Shop. It is a British television series. So, I mean, people already have cool accents, and then they're also repairing very old stuff. So do recommend.
Right. There's another Recco.
Recco.
Was that all you had, Nick?
All right. Well, if you are stuck at home and, you know, we only have three TVs in the house, so I'm forced to watch Hallmark
movies.
That's
it? Come on, man.
I don't know how to turn the other two on. So while... While I'm home watching Hallmark movies with the wife, there is a drinking game for you.
You're like, I've got to spice this up somehow. I'm going to have to watch this. I got to find some way to make us a little spicier.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure you can make up your own, but in case you need some guidelines, you will take a drink when two attractive people bump into each other.
Oh boy.
Someone mentions how much they hate Christmas.
That's going to be a lot of early drinking in that one. That.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The whole first half of the movie.
First whole setup of the movie right there.
Someone complains about the big city.
The damn you big know, like city.
Fresno. Has there been a Fresno Hallmark movie yet? Mikey.
Not that I'm aware of. I have not seen this evidence of it.
The town goes caroling. They make Christmas cookies. The two characters almost kiss. So there's a lot of drink.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a tight deadline.
Oh, yeah. Always a deadline.
Yeah.
My editor really needs me to turn this in.
Tomorrow. But it's Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah. There's always a big meeting Christmas Eve. Like, yeah, right. Whatever.
You will finish your drink when there is a misunderstanding between the main characters.
Oh, gosh. You'll be finishing your drink a lot.
Yeah. And you will, this requires the hard stuff. You will take a shot if it starts snowing when the main characters kiss.
Oh, boy. This game really wants you to get wasted.
Yeah, you'll be ripped. You'll be. I recommend peppermint schnapps. Tis the season, right?
Sure.
If Hallmark movies are not your thing, Phantom Carriage is having the 13 Days of Krampus. Can anybody tell me what a Krampus is?
It's from Europe.
Okay, that's more than I know.
He'll freaking get you.
Yeah, it's allegedly a mythical creature that punishes kids for misbehavior.
Yeah. You hear that, children? Listening?
Children listening to a beer podcast.
You get that, Krampus will come get you if you don't listen to your parents, okay?
So 13 days
go to bed.
Phantom Carriage Wild and Sour Ales.
Is Krampus better than 2020? Because that might take up on that offer.
I think Krampus.
Can I meet Krampus?
A little easier to take than 2020.
Can Krampus and I do a Hallmark movie drinking game?
Krampus Hallmark movie. I want to see Krampus find true love, and maybe he won't be so angry anymore.
Yeah.
Settle down. Stop living the big city life. Where
somebody put up a bunch of Hallmark movies, and it was like Citra, Mosaic, and Simcoe hops, and like they just they reversed the order. But it was like every movie title had two people in like a red sweater or like a green background, or they inverted the image a little bit.
Oh, man.
So it was just like very vanilla, but it was like,
that's genius.
Citra, Mosaic, Simcoe. Simcoe, Mosaic, Citra.
That wasn't worst beer blog, Mosaic. Was it? Worst beer blog didn't do that, did he? Because I'm not gonna I'm not gonna like it if he did, but he's not creative enough to come up with that on his own. He just post it. But that's good. That's solid. I wish I would have done that.
Do you ever go on his post and say, I call bullshit?
Now he'll admit that he didn't. He is good about like, hey, I'm a shitty, it's in the title. I'm the worst beer blogger. He just posts things that other people find for him. But, you know, good for him.
It's perfect. So good if it's funny, he takes credit. And if it sucks, he still takes credit.
Yeah, he'll man up and say like, hey, it sucks. Told you it was the worst.
Hey, that's funny. Oh, thanks. I told you I was funny. Damn it. This is the worst perfect pour podcast.
worst beer podcast. Damn it.
Worst beer podcast.
Well, we can change. Nobody's going to stop us from changing the name.
Would they notice?
We're not the worst, by the way. I've listened to some shows. We're not the worst.
Not the worst.
Yeah, as long as we're not the worst, we're just above it. Good.
Yeah. There's some. There's a upwards about 857,000 beer podcasts now, so we're doing all right.
Mikey, do you still keep tabs on blogging and podcasting? Has that increased since shutdown?
Podcasting, maybe people podcasting has, but podcast listening is definitely down and hasn't.
Because everybody's too busy making their own?
Yeah. Well, just no, because people, not as many people are going to work like traditionally as before. Right. And that was a big, that was a big chunk of listeners were going to work, coming home from work, commute listeners. So that hasn't recovered yet. It's gotten a little bit better than it used to be, but we personally, and I'm just going to gauge this by probably everyone's like this. We have not recovered. We have not come back to pre-COVID listenership levels yet, but we definitely are better than we were at you know, we're better than we were say 6 months ago, but I mean, we're rising, slowly rising back, but we're definitely still have not caught back up.
2019 numbers.
Nope. There you go. There's a little bit of tailgate talk right here in the main show. Is that all you got, Nick?
Yeah, I'm good there.
Okay. The Hop Sound found this one for us. The craftbrewingbusiness.com did the top 20 Tavor beers. The highest rated beers on Tavor. And you Tavor people, man, you're drinking some weird shit. I mean, these are really,
do they not know better?
There's a whole lot of untraditional beers for a top 20. The number one is Anchorage Brewing Blessed Imperial Stout.
Wow.
This is the number one rated beer on Tavor. It's a stout aged in Woodford Reserve Double Oaked and Willet Bourbon Barrels. Mm. Maybe Nick knows those. Then they added toasted and raw coconut and Madagascar vanilla beans and blended everything together in Missouri oak foeders.
Okay, our people picking fooders. This, or is that fooders. Just included in every Tavor kit, no matter what you
do? I don't know. Well, they're saying rated, so it's not purchased necessarily, or it's not like ordered necessarily.
Oh, you go back to your Tavor account rated. And rate them?
Apparently. I don't know how Tavor works. That's a 14% beer. They have their own, number one beer.
Well, yeah, get you rip.
Get you so rip.
There's an internal... There's an internal Tavor rating system.
Apparently. That's a good point. The number 20 beer is one I've had, thanks to Colin and Janine. Number 20 is the Weldworks Juicy Bits IPA. Oh, man. We've had that.
That's Tavor kit.
Hot at. Yeah. Tavor can get you hot. Juicy Bits. So I'm just trying to look through, see if there's any more interesting.
That now seems regular to me.
Now it's regular.
I want extra juicy.
There's a Nectarine Sour Ale from Casey Brewing and Blending.
I mean, yes, please.
Really? You want that?
Nectarine is my favorite out of the peach nectarine apricot trio.
River North, I think Colin and Janine talk about River North all the time, I feel like. Barrel-aged double adverse stout. Lots of see, it's just like lots of stouts and sours. Prairie's Weekend Imperial Stout. I don't see a whole lot of Prairie anymore. I just don't.
Prairie's kind of disappeared, and Mission has kind of disappeared.
Yeah, yeah.
And Alma Gang.
Yeah. Westbrook Brewing, Gates of Smordor. Brooker's Barrel Aged Stout. See, a lot of stouts and sours, man. These Tavor drinkers like stouts and sours.
Woo!
Jester King. You can get a Jester King on Tavor. Das wow. Überkind Blend. That's a Saison. See? Some weird stuff, man.
That one is weird. That's out of Austin, right?
Sure. The Brewing Project Puff Tart XL Raspberry Rhubarb Guava Fruited Sour. That's number 5. Man, the Tavor people have got some high-end tastes.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2 is the Evil Twin and the Vale Brewing Luxurious Luxury Volume 3 Fruited Goose. So, yeah. You guys are interesting. I'll give you that. They're on the Tavars. Tavars. Rage Against the Machine has announced a tour starting in June. Is that going to happen? Mm-hmm.
Wow, I don't know.
June's gonna be ready for a
next year's Firestone Walker festival is canceled.
Oh yeah, Firestone. We were kind of joking about it a couple weeks ago or something. Mm-hmm. Canceled. Well, I was saying
COVID
that
is the cancel culture.
COVID was waiting to do that's its last big event for COVID. Now it's gonna start fading away. It's like, all right, I got to that Firestone Walker.
I canceled 2 Firestone Walkers.
Whoa.
I'm the king.
I did it.
I'm the king. Oh yeah.
How about the? It matters. Don't, is there any?
No.
It's
not happening. Don't ask.
Come on, man. Rush Day, you're asking about an event that was postponed
that happens in June.
So wait, we're not going to be in shape in a week to go to Rush Day.
Mim said she's not going to force it. That's fine.
Well, they're in the city. Mim says no authority at Tioga.
Yeah, it's Mim's. She does what she wants. She's like, PD, stand down. We got this.
We're transitioning to a new police chief. By the way, our Core 4 Brewing, they're in Oklahoma City, friends of the show, that we're getting your police chief, Oklahoma City police chief, is coming here.
Wow.
So that's our new police chief, or at least from Oklahoma City.
We just became sister cities or what?
I think so. Saying? Well, that's enough.
Fresno, Oklahoma.
Fresno, Okies, man. We got them here.
Yeah.
There is a tie. Dust Bowl. Dust Bowl has beer in Oklahoma. Dust Bowl's, it's only out of state that our locally owned Dust Bowl goes to. What am I doing here?
I've been to Dust Bowl.
Good job. Good job, Nick.
Yeah. I did it.
I went to
Dust Bowl. It during COVID.
Wow. Rule breaker.
Yeah.
Bold. You can't stop Nick.
That's right.
You only hope he's continuing.
Sans narwhal mate.
Whoa. No dump truck mate? Will
you talk dump about truck mate. And tell me you're driving.
I'm in my truck. You can get on the show 559-492-0542. And get your voice on here and tell us something that's going on with your beer universe. And we'll just sit here and listen to it. We don't have any choice. We've got to do it. We've committed to it. We're committed to listening to your stuff. So we're here for you. You can also record something on your phone and email that recording to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Just keep it tight and we'll play it. We'll have some fun. First one this week comes on our voicemail line from...
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
I've come to the conclusion that Faction is my favorite Bay Area brewery.
Ooh. No, don't say that.
This is subject to change, of course. Can change by next week. But I've always loved Faction, but I think what I'm loving about them more than ever is just their absolute consistency. And the fact that they make West Coast, you know, West Coast Pales, West Coast IPAs.
Okay, now I like
clear, them. Crisp, super abundantly hoppy. I've said it before, I don't like hazies that much. That doesn't,
what?
Doesn't mean I won't have a hazy from time to time. But if you do like your hazies and you do like Bay Area beers, Mikey, I heard you mention a while back that you were reluctant to purchase anything from Bear Bottle because you had the opportunity to buy so many other good Bay Area hazy beers. But Bear Bottle beers are fantastic.
Oh, okay.
If you like that hazy style. And,
might be they're purchasing really, really this good. Weekend.
Check your dates, of course. But I would say if you see a pretty darn fresh one, it's just as good as any Cellar Maker or Sante Adarius.
All right.
Or Faction. Or Russian River.
Whoa.
I'm really glad that I got a Drinking and Thinking on Monday because, man, I was going to call you on Saturday or Sunday and give you shit.
Was
but late. It showed up.
Sort of.
So I'm relieved. Sure. I feel good. I can get through the rest of my week. Okay, guys. Keep up the good work. Cheers. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Paul. Paul from Fairfax. Sorry that Drinking and Thinking was late. I pulled together something there. So, drinkingandthinking.substack.com.
Are you really sorry?
Yeah, I am sorry because I've been working too much lately. It's taken away from all my creative time. Don't like it.
The juices.
My creative juice.
My juice.
My juice. All right, let's see if we've got
don't
any...
Squeeze the juice.
Voicemails sent to the... We've got a little bit here, so let's keep it going. Louis wandering around looking for crackers. We're hanging out
my
with
crackers?
You.
Crackers.
What a perfect pour to you be here. Cup so two. Listen to the show. And the topic about beer and soup.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was appalled, Holmes.
I love it.
Who the hell drinks beer while drinking soup?
Beer to drinkers.
Me, just hearing that makes me
soup
think
drinkers.
Of
delicious.
Like over bloated and burping and then getting, you know, you when you burp so hard that the food comes back up and you taste it a second time, Holmes. Disgusting. No one should ever drink beer and soup at the same time. That's a no-go, Holmes.
Whatever,
especially
man.
In my book. Also, it's going to be another year gone by, Holmes. Another year and no Perfect Pour t-shirts. What's up with that, Holmes?
It's a tradition.
Somebody is that what the world's waiting for?
Tradition like any other.
The term is. To go ahead and take that mantle and get some shirts done. I said, it's what, 5 years now? 4 years, more than 5 years, I think, and no shirts. How about, I got an idea, Holmes.
8 years.
I'm an 80s kid. I said, back in the times, Holmes, when you didn't have money for a shirt, you made your own shirt. Yeah. I said, what did you do? You went to the swap meet.
Crayons.
And you bought some iron-ons, Holmes. I remember buying some Iron Maiden shirts. I said, I didn't know what Iron Maiden was, but I bought it.
But it sounded it damn cool.
It had a skull with a helmet and stuff coming out of his face. And it looked badass, Holmes. It looked rad, eh? So you took that home and you ironed tubular. It on, Holmes, on your Dicky shirt. I said, it worked. It was shiny. It had freaking... it was colorful and it had sparkles, Holmes. But guess what? It worked. It was $2 for each freaking iron-on. So you bought a whole bunch and you just bought a bunch of white tees, Holmes.
Yeah.
And you ironed those on. And you look firme, I say. So what's up? Make some iron-ons. I say maybe we can you can mail those out cheaper too in the mail.
We
just gotta buy our own shirts. I say bring back the '80s, Holmes, with those iron-ons, eh?
That's an awesome idea.
Also, beer. Been drinking some delicious beer, Holmes. My beer from Craft Beer King showed up. Sugar Pine by Tioga Sequoia. I really wanted to drink one, but I didn't. I'm going to save those for Christmas. That's going to be my Christmas week beer. Christmas Day beer, Holmes. Other than that, quick question for you and the listeners. What's an alcoholic adult beverage that you like to enjoy on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, Holmes? For me, it's eggnog, spiced eggnog with some Jack Daniels, some nutmeg on top of that. That's a go-to. And also this ponche. Ponche just means punch in English. It's a Mexican ponche that they put walnuts, sugar cane, apples, cajeta, which is not cajeta, piloncillo, which is just basically burnt sugar in a triangle cube. Also, they add some walnuts and some other fruits in there, also Jamaica leaves. And then you boil that, and you drink it hot, Holmes. So it's boiled. There's this pot of it. You just pour it in your glass, and then you can pour any liquor you want. Me, I always go with Jack Daniel's whiskey, Holmes. That's a traditional thing with me. I was thinking of drinking Celebration, but I'm going to keep it old school. Brings back some traditions that I remember as a kid, so try to pass that down to my children. And, introduce them to Rompope and Ponche, homie. So what do you guys do? And are you guys the type of people that like to pass traditions down to your kids? All right, homie, is this Chew Your Beer? You have to watch them. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. I'll drink some eggnog, and we don't have hard liquor around the house. We have like an old bottle of like vodka or something.
I could help you if you need help with that.
No, we're good. Neither one of myself nor the producer are liquor drinkers at all. So
we're just but you could be
beer drinkers and beer related really fermented drinking drink or beer related. It's really easy. You can
really
do it.
Easy. Step one, open bottle. Step two, drink.
I feel Nick might have a Christmas drink, a non beer Christmas drink.
Yes, it's called whiskey.
Whiskey? Yes.
On the rocks.
Just straight?
There's
Mikey
two ingredients. Whiskey, ice.
I have those two ingredients, ironically.
There you go. Done. That's the perfect cocktail. See, my YouTube channel's working already.
Mikey, I'm pretty sure I know what bottle of hard liquor is at your house. It cost $9.99 at Target, and it is a E&J brandy.
Did you bring that? Did you leave that at the house? Is that why?
Somebody's like, "Oh yeah, I got hard liquor somewhere." It's the E&J. It's E&J. Don't deny.
There's some stuff
not
above
Canadian Mist. E&J.
There's a cabinet it's above the Canadian refrigerator that has things in there. I don't really know what's in there. From like.
See, back,
6 years ago.
Back in the day, there was Albertsons.
Yeah.
You could buy peppermint schnapps for $8. Or you could buy Albertsons peppermint flavored alcohol for $4.99.
It's just alcohol. with peppermint. So
let me tell you. Let me tell you.
Did it say on the back of the label was compare it to
rubbing alcohol?
Yeah.
Is it peppermint flavored rubbing alcohol?
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. It was. We had to go to the self care aisle to find it.
You had to go through the pharmacist. You had to check out to the pharmacy.
Yeah. We're going to need to see some ID. Oh, left it in my wallet. Oh,
pepperminty.
The Clinton and Brawley Albertsons, ironically enough, the self-care aisle was pretty close proximity to the alcohol aisle. That was like, it went like alcohol, self-care, then like cheeses.
That's all self-care.
We're helping you get through the store. I think there was quicker.
Like the magazines on the far wall too, or something like that.
Yeah, there you go. I'm gonna grab a magazine, a bottle of peppermint scented rubbing alcohol.
Side stack at Advil there, and you've got it all.
You got one hell of a Friday night. We place the essentials in proximity to each.
Don't forget the Advil.
Ah, yes.
The other one, Iron-Ons. I remember those Iron-Ons. As a kid. I wonder if those are possible printer. Who will do it?
You need a nice inkjet printer to do an Iron-On.
Yeah, but then there's like a backing you can't just print out an Iron-On. There's like,
yes. Didn't producer make us the original Iron-On t-shirts?
She ordered those. She didn't make them. Ordered. Yeah.
Okay.
Those are
ordered. No, they still sell Iron-On. It's 8.5 by 11, you know, standard paper size, mm-hmm. letter paper size. Oh. Sheets. You load in your printer and print and iron. We can do this. We have the technology.
I'd want them physically like somebody, a listener could order them and just have them sent to the house.
Are we doing like just the logo on the front? Are we talking pocket tee?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's cool. But I've always wanted to have a t-shirt that's got something that's within the show, like a, you know, an inside reference within the show. I was just Dan Patrick.
Talk to Scotty 91 about the Top Pour logo rights.
He says it's cool. You can do whatever you want with those. But really? Yeah, but not even that. Like, that's kind of what I'm talking about. But like the Dan Patrick show will make they'll have something organic that happens within the show that becomes like a show reference. And then they'll make it, if it's popular enough, they make a t-shirt out of it. So they have these limited runs of t-shirts of these show references. And okay. That's where I'm like, that'd be really cool. But we need to design it, all that shit.
What if we did some kind of roadmap to navigate the beer aisle a la the Californian?
Ooh, I like that. That's a nice idea. Now we're cooking.
All right.
Is this a tailgate or is this the show? What are we doing right now?
I don't know. I don't know.
This whole episode has been like the tailgate. If you ever wonder what the tailgate is like, this is very similar to this.
We're in new territory here. I know. Second shutdown has changed the game.
Yeah. I've seen Zach's Brewing. I've seen Tioga Sequoia. At the really initial part of this, I saw Pine and Palm, and that's been it. Mm-hmm. I need to get a new beer here. Sorry. Excuse me, fellas.
Wow. And now it's me. So here's tips on how to build your private beer garden. Oh, Matt's back.
What?
Nothing.
Hey, I'm at the fridge, Mark, and I can't hear what's going on.
Oh, perfect.
Hey, this is a Sierra Nevada porter.
you tell that?
Nope.
It's up against a black boot.
Black boot.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, you didn't hear any of that. Can you do it again?
Take two. Fridge mic, take two. Fridge
mic. Mikey, we see your lips moving. I love
gold.
There's no audio coming from your computer. Mikey, I don't know if you can hear us.
You're just mouthing the words.
I don't know if you can hear us, but Mikey.
I can't hear you.
If you can hear us, but we can't hear your audio.
I can't hear you.
We see this.
Oh,
we
good.
I don't hear anything.
I'll just turn you guys down then.
Wow.
See, I know you can hear me now.
What?
Same thing. Wowing that I found a bottle of peppermint schnapps in the cupboard.
Wow. Look at me. I'm going to have a great weekend.
Sir Albertsons hasn't been around locally for probably 7 years, so.
Oh, did I not mention it was a 2 gallon batch for $4.99? Yeah, I've been working on that for the last 12 years.
The new beer I've opened is another Wazoo Corvette donated beer from Slice Beer Company. Wait.
Slice?
Urban Roots.
Oh.
Urban Roots.
Wow. Their Slice is offended.
But it's got the Slice font. That's why it's messing me up. Juice Flowers. It's a double IPA. 100% real apricots. Oh, man. This should have been Nick's. Oh, well.
Oh, gross.
It's brewed with apricots. Interesting. Interesting.
Is there a beer called Apra Hop?
Apra Hops. Yeah, sounds like it. I love gold. What did you just open up there?
Hey, guys. It is Courtney, a.k.a. Courtney.
Courtney!
I know I've missed this week's voicemail because it's Wednesday evening. And you've already recorded.
No, you didn't.
But I just wanted
to leave you
a message and
chew to one and chew your beer.
And it was last congratulations month. On 8 years of podcasting. I did not know that because I'm relatively new. That is like 800 years in internet time.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's amazing. You said folks were sharing how they found the podcast. I found it through the internet because
I
used to work at a Fresno historical site. And we started following Fresno bloggers and things like that. So I ended up following all of Mikey's stuff over time and then finding the podcast. And then before March 13th, I worked downtown. Now I work from home, but still on downtown. So I did meet Matt in person, although I thought it was this year. But I heard that he worked at Peeves, so that's why he looks so familiar. I still have friends that I made in the line at Peeves for the bathroom, because unlike
other a lot of lines at Peeves,
where you have that bonding experience within the women's bathroom, it just all happened in the hallway at Peeves. And
it's
Nick,
a new blog. It happened in the hallway at Peeves.
I appreciated the virtual get it I popped into a few weeks ago. It has been a week, so I'm definitely getting curbside this week, and we'll probably try to say hey and get some Zoom hilarity. Let's see, what else was I going to tell you? Oh, shop small, and keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
That's awesome.
Yeah, thanks for a new caller, Courtney, who remembers Matt from Peeves.
Peeves.
That was a whirlwind.
Peeves is a whole whirlwind thing.
Mm-hmm. That was back when people were like, oh, teach me things about beer. You know beer things. And I was like, No, yeah. I don't.
It's cold.
It's cold.
Yeah, I remember Pisa's like, you know, you guys had that nice, that fridge behind you. You guys had beers that, you know, now would be like, oh, whatever. But then it was like, whoa, you had some good choices. Like you couldn't find other parts of town.
You had the mouth gate for at least 2 minutes. You're like, I want to.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than not.
Give me a.
Not sure what you want to order and you're in a busy bar. And and you can, after about 5 seconds, you can sense the bartender's just like, oh, God, come on, dude. You're just like,
you're catching flies. Close that mouth.
It's like, just give me some parameters. It's like, do you want to get
lit,
wasted, and you don't have a lot of money?
Yes.
Are you looking for flavor? Do you generally just not know?
Yes.
It's like, throw out some things. Be like, what do you normally drink? Okay, I could work off of that.
What's bad is when it's
cheap.
Yeah.
You know,
what's your cheapest beer?
Yeah. We got that PBR, bro. Or it probably would have been Olympic back in the day.
Do you offer a BOGO? If I buy one, do I get one?
No.
Can you pour the tray of
there was one artist,
overflow beer into my glass?
There was one artist that in particular, I would only work one towards the end. I only worked one day a week. And like he would come in and he would just kind of look at the fridge and just kind of scan it over, squinty eyes. And I knew him, and he would just, like I said, he'd just keep looking it over and he'd just be like, oh, I'll get a lower to boom. And it was like a little Red Bull can. It was a 12-ounce slim can. And what it was like a 10%. Like strong ale. I think it was from like Anderson Valley or something like that, but it was like $5 or $6. And so like, that was his method. He was always just like, what's the highest ABV for the most average price? And I'd just be like, dude, don't scan the fridge. You see the line of gold cans, you know what you're about. I only work one day a week. I know what you're here for.
I already know what you're here for.
A cool buzz and some tasty waves.
Tasty waves.
It's Courtney again. Oh, I Courtney. Forgot oh. one thing to mention about the Friday the 13th that I was my last day working, not at home. I did go that day and have a amazing Foggy the 13th at Zach's Brewing.
Oh wow!
And it's just beautiful. And one of my new favorite beers came out from Tioga this year, which is Valley Haze. So I appreciate everyone there in the brewery district. And just wanted to give a shout out specifically to that Foggy the 13th, because I still think about it. Anyway, shop small, wear a mask when you're in public, be safe, and keep up the good work, guys.
Bye. There, Foggy the 13th, wow. Reco.
Cool.
Do they have that beer?
The tongue tickler from Zach's right now is tasting pretty mighty fine. Pretty
mighty
enjoyable.
Pretty good. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work. It's a Reco. And it's a... looking out for.
If you're in California, you can order up your own Zach's Brewing. If you're not in California, find a mule.
Do your own damn
work. Do your own damn work.
Looking out for beers.
That's it, bro.
Yeah,
one. Yeah, that was the voicemails.
Wow.
I think if I'm scheduling right, next week's voicemails, next week's show will be the last one that you, or not the last one, but we'll be in studio. But then the week after that, which the show will be released on the 25th, it'll be the no host show. So if you want your voicemails to be talked over by us, get them in next week. If you don't want them to be talked over, wait a couple weeks and you can call in and you can have the voicemails. Matt's got his cat. He's playing with his cat. I'm looking out for a Liquid Gravity and Humble C doing a collab. I saw this on one of our favorite listeners' feed. This one's called Party Slide. It is a West Coast triple IPA. Central California's Liquid Gravity and Humble C combining for Party Slide. And those are two great breweries, so I'm sure it's going to be good. Stone Brewings, I can't believe we haven't talked about this yet. Stone has a 12-pack out that's called the 12 Days of IPAs. It is a variety pack of 12 different IPAs. And then it's glorious. You have 12 different IPAs in one variety pack. And Stone, of course, solid brewer. 12 different IPAs. It's what every beer geek's dream is, having constant different beers. It's all we care about is like, what's next? What's next? And have a 12 pack of it. More 12 packs should be this way. More variety. And I think I'm going to have to go to freaking one of the big box place and get it, because it's not going to pop into the grocery store, which I don't like going to extra places right now. But if I'm going to get it before Christmas, I'm going to have to go to Total Wine, I guess.
Damn it.
But more breweries should be doing, like, if you're going to make a variety pack, like, variety it up. I mean, we didn't get to have the Sierra Nevada's Across the World thing that they do every year. They didn't do that this year, right? Beer camp. Yeah, there's no beer camp this year. Snowpack. Yeah, but Snowpack is like four different ones, right?
So you're talking.
It's not enough. I need more. No. Give me six at least. Give me six different ones, two each. Wow. Can I just get that? That's really all I'm looking out for this week. Matt, do you have something?
I just want more Slice Beer and more Liquid Gravity. I haven't been buying, as you may have noticed, I have not been buying much beer outside of work. So, what?
Apparently there's this pandemic on.
It's being broke, pandemic, budgeting, all the things.
Got to do a Tavor so I can get out some weird shit. Come to your house.
Get some Anchorage.
Get some of that weird Alaskan beer.
Alaskan beer. That was Alaska Brewing?
No, it was Anchorage. Anchorage.
Anchorage. Anchors away.
Anchors away.
Do you have asbestos?
Got the asbestos. I don't know about in your town, but here in Fresno, you can order from restaurants beer. I will give you some that I have done. Eureka Burger, you can get they'll surprise you. You can't order a specific beer, but you can order a style, and they'll be like, we'll just send you that, and you just have to figure it out. Like, I've done it twice, and once it was, and you know, they have like a hoppy, like something hoppy. So of course I'm choosing that. And once it was, it was Kern River.
Just outstanding. From,
and they wrote it.
October.
Yeah. It was old. I was like, 2019. I was like, this is exactly what I thought I was going to get. But the other one, it didn't, they didn't write anything. So I had no idea. So I really couldn't tell. I was like, is this just outstanding or is this something else? I felt like it was something else, but I had no idea, which was frustrating. I wish they would have just, I don't mind you surprising me, but tell me what it is. Cause I like to know.
Write it on the bottom. So you can't look until you're done.
Right.
How long ago did you get that?
That one, well, the first, the just outstanding was like 6 months ago. And then the one I wasn't sure what it was maybe like 2 months ago. So it probably was just the same keg.
Same just outstanding.
I was going to say, because hey, we finally
got somebody ordering just outstanding. Hey,
this idiot's ordering us $20 beer in a bag.
Again. I was there a week and 2 days ago. I mean, a week and almost 2 weeks ago, because today is Friday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I they were out of Black Butte, so I had to order just outstanding, and it was actually relatively fresh.
Oh, okay.
I
was surprised. Finally changed the keg out. Oh, I might order it now. Yeah. Were you there? Did you get takeout, or was the patio open?
I've done twice now where I've gone to Eureka, and it was patio seating preferred, obviously. Uh-huh. And they give you a little QR code. You scan it, you order. There's no, I mean, if somebody's walking by, you can catch them and you could order stuff, but it's, you order by your phone. It's just be like, I need an IPA. I need a burger. Yeah. And they bring it out to you. And then there's like 16% gratuity automatically added into the bill. So, I mean, it's pretty painless because you just go boop, 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 boop.
Beep, and stuff shows on a rotator, then you got to go inside.
Well, like I said, if you catch somebody going by, you're like, I want a painkiller. And they're like, gotcha, bro.
Gotcha.
Wow. Barley wine. What's your barley wine like?
Barley wine. Also, BJ's, that's a chain. You may have that in your town. You can order beer from, you can order BJ's beer. They'll, you know, one of the food delivering services will bring that to you. You can order beer from Whole Foods, and they'll bring it to your door. Lazy Dog, you can order quite a bit of beer from Lazy Dog if you want. So I've done all these. They all worked out. The only thing is, like, you are supposed to, one of them, I don't know if it's Grubhub, which one, DoorDash or Grubhub, or maybe it's both, they have to scan your ID. So the driver, so you have to actually come in contact with the driver.
No.
They have to scan your ID. That's just a heads up.
It's me. It's me, bro.
I'm totally 21. Look at my beard, okay? Could not have grown this beard when I was 20, all right?
Blockbuster Video.
Yeah? What about Blockbuster?
Just reference things from 30 years ago.
I saw somebody's tweet. I don't know who it was, but it was like, you know, dating themselves. Or no, it might have been Courtney retweeting a joke from somebody else. It was like, I used to call, I'll tell you how old I am. I used to call Blockbuster Video. Call down to Blockbuster Video. I was like, yes. I used to call Blockbuster like all the time. Like, do you have this in? Do you have it in right now? Wow. No, we don't have it in.
Fuck. Right now. Can you go look? Did somebody just return it? Can you check the bin?
I probably called Blockbuster like five times a day or something. When I was like, was like 19 years old, and all I had to, my social life was watching movies and practicing guitar really badly. That was my life. So I'm pretty sure I called Blockbuster several times a day.
Hey, is this new Last Action Hero in?
Wow.
Nice. Do you have both volumes of Titanic or just one?
I'll take whatever one. Take whichever side you have. You have part one or part two. I don't care. I'll take it. I just need new release. That's all. Are we good? Did we cover everyone's looking out for? Did we get you, Nick?
Oh, I'm looking out for Melvin's barrel-aged Ruckus. It is a barrel-aged beer from Melvin Brewing. Ruckus. Who's causing a ruckus? I think it's pretty high. I think it's like 14%, maybe. It's like a lot of beer. Melvin. Melvin Brewing.
Melvin.
That's from New England.
New England, Wyoming.
New England, Wyoming. This is a barrel-aged imperial stout. Oh, 12.5. Okay, so you know. No narwhal mate required for this beer.
No more weight, mate.
Wait. And if anybody is feeling extremely generous this Christmas season and would like to send me the barrel-aged Speedhawk from Alesmith.
Whoa. Speedhawk.
Speedhawk. What'd you call me? Coming in at 14.3% ABV. It's an imperial stout from a collaboration with Horus Aged Ales that has been aged in two different types of premium bourbon barrels.
Wow.
Please and thank you. It is a mere $45 for a 750 milliliter bottle.
Is that an African Speedhawk or a European Speedhawk?
Does it have talons? Does a Speedhawk have large talons?
Maybe if they carried two of these between them tied to a string.
Go away or I'll taunt you a second time.
I told them we've already got one.
I was gonna ask Matt something. No, I totally forgot. You jerks.
Were you going to ask him if he got turned into a newt?
Well, I'm getting better.
We got better.
Bring out your dead. Bring out your dead. Here's one. But I'm not dead.
He looks quite alive.
So she's not dead. Well, she's going to be. I'm feeling much better.
On second thought, let's not go to Camelot. Tis a silly place.
Monty Python and the Holy Grail forever will be referenced.
Yes.
There will not be a time where Monty Python is not referenced. I'll be 90 years old.
We are no longer the knights who say knee. We are now the knights who say eki knee jump.
I'm trying to figure out what I was wanted to say before. Now I'm not going to come up with it. Never mind. We're having a great show. This is a great show.
You're just a Red Sea pedestrian.
This is a really good episode, guys. I'm really proud of it. All right, man. I know we're in the middle of it.
Wow.
But all right.
Can we just end here?
No. Oh, you're going to do a George thing where you're just out on the high. Like, okay.
I'm in for the rest of the year, like not just this episode.
Oh. No, sorry. We got to do our year end thing. The pores, man. Everyone talks about the pores.
Oh yeah, they're waiting for it.
So
nobody has needed it more than ever this year.
What is there? It's basically like all the beers I got in the grocery store this year.
That's the pours.
Yeah.
The top 10 grocery store beers.
I'd like to thank New Glory's Gummy Worms.
Yeah, Gummy Worms from New Glory. Do you even Mosaic, bro, from New Glory?
From New Glory.
Tioga Sequoia, General Sherman. Tioga Sequoia, DDH. Sierra Nevada, Porter. General Sherman. General Sherman. General Sherman.
I'd like to thank six narwhals for sacrificing their lives for my benefit.
What a hell of a year. We did it. We're still here. Knock on wood. The Nick 80.
What?
I think we got some preview of something you were drinking this week, but.
Really?
Let's go. Check it in. Check in.
Do you remember what that was?
I don't remember. Feels like you talked about something you drank.
Oh, yes, week. Yes. I had a bacon and eggs from
that's Pizza not, Port that's Brewing. That's not it, but yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not it.
Had it. I've had it.
Had it. Had a bacon and eggs. Let's see what Untappd tells me. Imperial piece of cake dessert stout.
Ooh, good beer.
I don't remember. What was it?
I don't know.
Okay.
Don't listen to me. It might have been Matt. I don't know.
Was it? Tell me what platform you saw it on. That might help me.
I didn't see it anywhere.
Okay.
I saw it on your drum riser.
That doesn't help me. I don't know. I don't think I had any beer last weekend.
Oh, I'm almost remembering the thing I was going to ask. Oh, damn it. I'm getting there. Damn it.
It's right there.
It's right there. Tip of your tongue. It's not even a big thing. I just got to freaking remember it.
It's just a thing.
What else, Nick?
Bencott? Yeah, I really don't think I had beer this week.
Oh, wait. What was that? What was that beer? That I think Courtney referenced, maybe it was, or maybe it was you referenced, Nick, that had the cool name, the Hawk. What was it?
The Hawk. What?
It was you that you referenced it, Nick.
I know, I can't remember.
It was Hawk something. And Matt even Hawk. Talked about it. What was it, damn it?
Red Hawk.
No. Red no.
Mohawk.
No. God dang.
Seahawk.
No. No. Damn. Never mind. It's not a big deal.
I don't remember. What brewery is it from?
It was earlier. I'll listen back to the show and figure it out. We'll talk about it next week.
It was a Hawk?
I'm pretty sure it was Hawk involved. Maybe it wasn't, but... Involved a Hawk.
That was, and I had it?
No, it wasn't a beer you had. It was something you were talking. I think it was in your, maybe it was your looking out for us. I don't know.
Oh, the Speed Hawk.
There you go.
Okay.
Speed Hawk.
I did not have
All right,
yet.
Now we're back. This is what I've been struggling for a half an hour. Here you go. Here it is. Speed Hawk. What style of what genre of music? If you hear a band called Speed Hawk, what genre of music are they? What pops in here?
What
Speed Hawk?
Deep Purple Part 2.
No, No, wrong. That is, there's no way.
That's a Deep Purple band.
No,
that's
it is not.
That's a 70s English metal band.
No.
Yeah. Speed Hulk. Disagree. Hello, we're Speed Hulk.
We're Speed Hulk.
We're Speed Hulk.
Matt, what do you think that genre is? Speed Hulk. What band would you think that genre is?
New Zealand.
Oh, the old New Zealand genre of music.
Yeah.
Classic New Zealand band, Speed Hawk.
Classic New Zealand.
Speed Hawk? Oh, they're a New Zealand band? What kind of music they do down there? Down there, New Zealand. They into metal? What kind of metals? Grindcore? Metalcore?
Core.
I think Speed Hawk's a grindcore man. So, that was the Nick 80. That was your.
That was my looking out for.
Bearded Brewer 87 on a tap. Did you have more than General Sherman variants? Is that Speed Hawk? Is that some new Speed Hawk? Did you get some new Speed Hawk? We're just Speed Hawk, and we're Tom Say.
You said New Zealand, and I had to go to Flight of the Conchords. I'm sorry.
Fantastic reference. Anyways. Yeah, I've done a whole lot of not creative drinking in the past week. And,
Glory.
Thanks for the reassurance, bro.
Have you untapped any of these? Because I'm going to comment boring on all of them.
Boring.
That is my favorite comment on the tap. Just people innocently checking in their beer. You're like you do. I'm like checking. Boring. It's fucking boring, dude. Boring. And you can hear that overmodulation on my comments on Untap. You're like, fuck.
God, it's boring. That's fucking boring.
I'm very finicky with my Untap friends.
Yes.
Yeah, I checked in the Sierra Nevada. Boring. Fucking boring.
Oh. Now I have a new goal this week. I want to see if I could.
Oh my gosh. My comments are going to blow up on my Untap check-in.
Boring. You're boring, Mikey.
I want to see if I can get a boring out of Mikey this week. What beer will trigger him? That's the question.
We'll see.
Yeah, you can't tell. You're like, oh, Deschutes Black Butte. Oh, he's like, oh, thumbs up.
Black Boop.
So I was hoping to get one last Sunday at Spokeasy before everything shut down, but they decided to not open Sunday for understandable reasonings. So I ended up back at Tioga, of all things, for Sunday.
On your off day?
Yeah. It was beer.
It was placed with beer.
So we met up there, and I had four strong, and then I also had a Valley Haze. Those are my two beers. I went for, because you have to buy food in order to hang out on the patio, opted for the Polish Dog. The Polish Dog has both relish and a pickle spear.
Whoa.
I opted out of the pickle spear because pickle spears are dill.
No, opt out of the relish, dude. Because that relish is probably sweet. Yeah, get out of there.
Yeah.
Get out of that. You don't want that.
I'm about sweet relish.
No, you're not.
Dill pickle spear.
You think you are, but you're not. You're about dill things.
Nope.
You're a dill hole.
It had spicy brown mustard. It had bacon.
Spicy.
It had sweet relish. And then if you're a gremlin, it had a dill pickle spear as well.
Just don't get it wet.
Mikey, have you had the fried dill pickles at Mad Duck yet?
Yep. Duh. Oh.
Duh.
Pretty much right. Every time.
Okay. He's the guy. You order those before you order your beer?
Yep.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. He's the guy as I'm walking in, I'm like, get those fried dill pickles going.
He's the guy that he'll pick up his to-go order, and he gets home, and he's like, hey, he calls him up, and he's like, hey, I didn't get my fried dill pickles. And they're like, sir, you sucked those down by the time you hit the front door on the way out.
Hey, well, those didn't count, right? I was still in the restaurant. I ordered takeout ones.
Where's your pickle bar? I see it.
I'm cool. Thanks.
Oh man, are you guys surviving without the hot food bar at Whole Foods?
I miss it. I don't know if it'll ever come back.
So I will say, at Whole Foods, there used to be like a taco bar, like they would prepare things for you, like at behind the deli counter. They've actually turned that into a mini hot bar. So if you go in on certain days, you could actually have somebody build you.
Somebody it's else a miniature. Do it.
So it's like, maybe it's like a 1/16th of what the normal hot bar would be, but you could build some things.
They didn't take our advice and turn it into an individually wrapped ice chilled beer bar.
I've been telling them to turn that freaking cooking show into a freaking beer bar. They won't do it. They won't listen to me. How's Popolo's doing? We have famously talked about Popolo's salad bar. Used to be the best in town until they moved. Lots of Popolo's referencing. They have beer. I have not had Popolo's since this began. Have you? You've had Popolo's delivered?
Yeah, so our Friday night happy hours, we call about, I don't know, 7:30, and it's always, they're like, oh, it's going to be an hour. Mm-hmm. But they get there quicker. They may be 35, 45 minutes. They're always a little bit ahead
of
what they quote.
Are you using like Grubhub or something, or are you directly?
No, they're on the in-house delivery service. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Good.
You call them direct. Mm-hmm. Pizza's good. Haven't had alcohol delivered from them, so I don't know what they're doing beer wise. But
I wonder if they are.
Yeah.
All right. There's your Popolo's update. Popolo's. Did I drink beers?
We don't know.
Pretty sure I did.
Okay.
Pretty sure. You can find me Dorktown on Untap. I had to do you even Mosaic, bro.
No way.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Where'd you get that? We're curious.
Gee, could have been Save Mart.
Save Mart.
Probably pretty old by now.
Well, no, I checked the dates on those. They're okay. They're like a month and a half. They're within reason. But I did have a good run at the market, and one of them being Citra from Kern River. I had it from a can. Damn. The famous Citra from Kern River. Beautiful can. Wow. Still a beautiful beer. It's not as magical as it used to be, but it's still nice.
Did you not let the tannin settle?
I didn't let the tannin settle, I guess. Maybe I'll have it again and let the tannin settle. I had another Looking Out For beer from Modern Times, the Diamond Drive, the one with the 1980s Oakland A's themed colors. It was damn good.
Okay. Just because of the colors or because of the beer?
Yeah, pretty much because of the colors. No, it was a good beer, too. And Tahoe Haze from Revision Brewing Company because it's at Save Mart. So
why not?
It was, yeah, why not? It's a fine enough beer. No, nothing wrong with it. And that's pretty much what I checked in. I had more than that. I had a Breakside Starstruck Modern West Coast IPA. That's Breakside's Portland area brewery. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Right. I like that. And that's enough. Enough of that. Big Car Dragon! By the way, I think Courtney referenced it, the Friday night Zooms. We have a virtual get it on Friday nights. A virtual get it every Friday night. It's been going on the whole, pretty much the whole lockpack pandemic every Friday. And now everyone's back to lockdown. So why the hell not get in on that get it? If you
get it,
just message somebody that's involved with it and we'll get you the codes to get in there. You can just message us on any of us individually or Perfect Pour Pod on social media, DM us and we'll send that back to you. And so you can jump in there. Maybe. All the golden gods already done it. They don't need to know. I mean, they already got it. And we've got someone more business to attend to here. Don't leave yet. Zawa, Zawa, Nick.
I want to cheers one Mr. Al Green.
Al Green. He's on the Friday night Zooms.
Yeah. That's it.
All right.
That's all.
Man, Al gets a
clean and simple.
Gets a front and center. Matt, are you there? Yeah. It's so dark in there. I don't know if Matt is just in the darkness or if he left the room.
Yeah, I think the cat drug him off.
Uh-oh. Well, we may have lost Matt. We'll see if he comes back. Cheers to our golden gods. Always, every month, the golden gods. We just got our payment, so we got a little extra. Yeah, you guys are awesome. The Golden Gods paying all our bills right now, especially since we don't have to worry about Ubers going around anymore. So Golden Gods pay for the expense of doing this podcast and actually gives us a little bit of beer money too. So thank you guys. And big cheers to all our Golden Gods as always. Patreon.com/perfectpour. If you want to be a Golden God, you get to hear the tailgate. So that's pretty cool. And get in on the private boards. So always big cheers to our Golden Gods. And cheers to Hops_Hound, the Scotty91, the Real T. Rogers, B.L. Clark, Core 4 Brewing. They're in Oklahoma City. Chew Your Beer, The Fontana Gym, Ants Girl, and anybody that Matt would like to cheers. I don't think he's listening. He's like watching. He's like, are they still doing a show? Wow. Are you good, Matt? You want any cheers, anyone? Matt's good. Everyone, he loves everyone. Appreciates everyone going down. If you want to get some beer, go down to Tioga Sequoia. Take out. Get it. It's still going, or you have it sent to you if you're in California. And do that for, if you've got a brewer in your own town, go down there, pick up some beer, bring it home, have some fun, have it delivered. Be safe about it and have fun with it. And we'll be out of this hopefully soon enough. Rage Against the Machine's really hoping we'll be out of it by June because they've got a whole, and that's a whole tour. So we got to get out of this.
We're going to talk Reggie 559 into changing his name to Rage Against the Machine.
Oh my God. How have I not come up with that? I've known Reggie for like 23 years and I have not. Said Reg against the machine.
You're not doing your job.
I'm not doing my job. Well, he's going to get that. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Thank you for being here and hanging out with us. And have a great week. Be safe. Especially be safe. This is...
Yeah.
You know what? Forget all the other things. Forget the dates and the having fun. Just be safe. Oh.
It's just all over.
Drink
that 10-9 celebration ale.
Yep. Drink the celebration ale and be safe. And we'll see you next week.
Okay.